we just got done with the banquet, which was really nice, where they recognized all the qualifying teams and a couple different speakers. We checked out the Excel Center for about 15 or 20 minutes, and now we're heading back to the hotel to get some downtime. But, yeah, looking forward to it. Obviously, we're really excited, and it was kind of fun to get the day going here.
Yeah, any highlights from the banquet? Were there any awards handed out or anything cool that happened that you can share with us from the banquet tonight?
Yeah, nothing really more than just, you know, welcoming all the teams, a couple of highlight videos from the season. All the coaches just spoke briefly. They asked a couple of Q&A, and then a couple of the players got up. Brooks got up, and they asked him a couple of questions. But really, really nice hour, a little more than an hour program, and allowed us to get out of our hotel room. But also for guys just to walk around the Excel Center, right, and check it out. We have a couple guys that had never been in the building, so just to see the building from that perspective helps us out with tomorrow. And now we're able to go back and hopefully catch a little bit of the 4-5 game and start to shut it down for our preparation for tomorrow.
Well, if the if tomorrow night's top seed game goes anything like tonight's top seed game is going, that's going to be a good night for Moorhead. I don't know if you've caught much of this, but Hibbing Chisholm, at last check, I think is leading Laverne 6-0 right now. They've obviously handled that number one seed in a pretty good fashion there. How do you handle that number one seed overall, Coach? Obviously, that means everybody's looking at you as potentially the favorite in this thing. There's some pressure that comes along with that. How do you handle that with your guys?
I think there's no question that we've had a really successful regular season, and something that we had openly talked about with our team throughout. But this group has done a really good job of just looking at the next game at hand. For this group, Lakeville coming up tomorrow had an outstanding season the last 2 to 3 weeks. They've been playing extremely well, and for us, we're going to be mostly worried about what we're doing. So it comes with a little recognition, but nothing that we're shying away from. It's been a great season, and hopefully we have three more games together here in the next few days.
I'll get the gorilla or the elephant out of the room here, Coach, and ask you about being down there. It's well known. I'm sure it's talked about ad nauseum. It seems to be among sports media members around town as well. The Spuds have never been able to win the state championship, been to the tournament 21 times, been to the title game 8 different times. Just hasn't happened yet. Tell me a little bit about how you've handled that with your team, too, because I'm sure that you guys are sick of hearing it, having to answer questions about it, but how do you handle that with the guys so that it doesn't become something more than just what's been in the history book?
Well, it's a question that comes up a lot, right? And it is that one kind of box left to check for Moorhead. But you look at this team, it's a different group. In 2017, these guys were in youth hockey and relatively young. Right before that, when Moorhead was runner-up previous, some of these guys weren't born yet. So although it is a history for our program in general and one that they're well aware of, a lot of these guys weren't even on the planet when these things were happening. So it's a new group. It's a highly skilled group, and I think they're excited about their opportunity to put their stamp on Moorhead's Spud history.
What would it mean to yourself and your staff, the program, to be able to get that state championship? What would that mean, Coach?
Well, I think it's obvious that it would be a special thing, not so much for us, but for a lot of the people that put in the hard work and the parents and the volunteers throughout the last couple of decades. People like Terry Cullen, Terry Shercliffe, Dennis Bushy, those ones that really frame the program are all going to be in the building this weekend, and it would be a really, really special thing for them to be able to really tip their hat, or for us to tip our hat to what they did and what they built, and hopefully we're lucky enough to have that opportunity here in the next couple of days.
How do you compare this team, John, to some of the other teams that you've taken down to St. Paul? I don't know how a coach compares one team to another because you've got 20 different guys and they're all a little different. But as you take a look at what this team is able to do and maybe what they have between the ears as well, not just their talent but their maturity and how they handle the mental side of things, how do you compare this group to others that you've taken down?
Well, I think right off the bat, we have a ton of talent up front. Maybe the deepest group that Moorhead has brought, especially in the last decade, up front. And that's given other teams fits in how they're able to move the puck and how creative they are with it. It's an extremely close group. It's a group that's had success at the youth level, but also went through the disappointment last year of not advancing to the state tournament. So it's a very hungry group that from the beginning has kind of played with a chip on their shoulder, and it's a group that's found different ways to win. You know, they've played up and down games and fast and skilled, and there have been some games where it's been more of a ground game and a down low and more of a battle. And even on our off nights, guys have found ways to contribute, and we've had different contributions from different players. So it's a really fun group, but a really talented group that that plays very well, and it's been fun to watch them.
John, when did you know that this team was capable of great things? Maybe you knew it from the very beginning, but was there a part of the season where it started to kind of come together in your mind like, wow, this is a team that could be in this conversation for, you know, a one seed potentially going into the state tournament, winning the section? At what point did you know this team was that kind of a team?
Well, coming into the season, we obviously kind of had an idea of what we had, but ultimately you don't really know where you fit until the season starts. And I think you mentioned it right before I got on. Right after the new year, we kind of knew that there was a chance for something something like had happened throughout the regular season. You know, when you go Edina, Eden Prairie, St. Thomas, and then come back a week later and beat St. Thomas again, their ability just to find ways to win, to compete against some of the top competition night in and night out, that's kind of when we knew. And for them to consistently do it, it's been really impressive, for lack of a better way of saying it. So, it's a group that's been battle-tested, and we're really excited about Thursday at 6 o'clock and hopefully more after that.
One of the impressive things about your season, in addition to, like, everything else before it, was how you handled the situation at the end of the year. The Hill-Murray game is one of those weird games. I think you see this happen from time to time in sports. Momentum just starts to steamroll, and you have a big lead, and then Hill-Murray, a very, very good team, wins it on their rink in overtime. But you came back after that, and you really took care of business right away in the first two games, and then against Bemidji, you get a lead. Bemidji comes back to make it 3-1, and there's so much riding on this season, maybe some pressure, a lot of expectations, and you kind of wonder, okay, how are the Spuds going to handle this game against another very good team? And your guys just absolutely steamrolled Bemidji from there and rolled past that. Tell me about that Hill-Murray game and how you were able to move from that, and maybe what lessons you learned from that game.
Well, it was a wild one, to say the least, But ultimately, we were able to step back from it after and to learn some of the deficiencies we had at that point. And, you know, things that really we've focused on the last couple of weeks. You know, I think it goes without saying, giving up 8 goals in a game is something that isn't a recipe for success. But for our ability to score 7 is a positive as well. But it allowed for us to really focus on a few things defensively that we needed to work on. And we think for the better. Guys did a nice job of kind of refocusing and realigning, and hopefully learning from that pays off here down the stretch.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I know that you've got a lot going on here this evening, so thank you sincerely for taking a few minutes to join us here on the tournament special show as we get set for what's going to be a fun weekend of hockey. I know, I believe you got a couple of your players there with you who we would love to visit with as well. So I'll say farewell to you, Coach. Thanks again. Sleep well, and go Spuds this weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me on. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully we get to talk here soon about some success.
Yes, that sounds great. Yes, and you got Mason and Brooks hanging by there somewhere, Coach.
I do, yeah. Which one would you like to speak to first?
Yeah, we'll take Mason first. That'll work out great.
Hello?
Hello, Mason. Steve Hallstrom calling from WDAY Radio Studios. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're doing wonderful, my man. We're so excited to watch you guys. It's been so fun to watch your team play this season, and it's been really a special year. Mason, I'll start by asking a little bit about that. When you came into the year, your senior year, this is a big season for you, and you're coming in with all the expectations and all the hopes of maybe you know, having a special year to finish out your senior season. How has it unfolded so far?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. It's been such a close-knit group of guys, and it's just a bunch of kids that are all pulling on the same rope, and we're all working towards that same goal every single day. And I think that's really what has helped our team this year. We've been really good in big games, and I expect no different this weekend.
Mason, you've had some kind of season. If my statistics are right, 37 goals, 47 assists, an 80-point season for a high school player is absolutely fantastic. Tell me about your season. Did it start out the way you wanted to, or did you find your touch middle part of the year? Tell me a little bit about how you feel like the season has come for you so far.
Yeah, it's been obviously it's been a really good year for me, and but I couldn't have done it without my teammates. You know, they've been really good all year for me, and yeah, it's been honestly super special. I started the year off a little bit slow, but I found my footing in third or fourth game, and ever since then I've been rolling. But yeah, I can't say enough good things about my teammates and how much they've helped me this year.
Yeah, it's going to be there's going to be a lot of fun days ahead for you. Committed to play at MSU Mankato and continue your college career down there. Tell me a little bit about that decision, and when did you make that decision, and why were the Mavericks the place for you?
Yeah, I went on a visit right before my junior year in August, and took a month or two, and just, you know, a few other schools. Stuff like that, but at the end of the day, Mankato was a spot for me. I really trust the coaching staff there. You know, Luke Strand was really persistent in pursuing me, and same with all the other coaches, and I just feel like they're more like my friends than they are coaches, and they just want to see me succeed. So I can't say enough good things about them, and that's why I chose Mankato.
You've got a big adventure coming up here before your high school season is done. Just what are your emotions and thoughts as you get ready to go here tomorrow night in your opening game against Lakeville South?
Yeah, it's been a super special year, and I hope we can keep it going. And, you know, it's going to be a really emotional week no matter what. You know, if it comes out with the state championship, or, you know, it's what we hope for. But it's going to be super fun and exciting, and, you know, I'm just super grateful for my time as a Spud.
Well, pretty much all the teams in the state tournament, I guess I shouldn't say all, but a lot of them you've had a chance to play earlier this year, and you've done very well against some of those teams. When you come in as the number one seed, you got a target on your back anyway, but a lot of these teams now are going to try to get a little payback. How do you guys handle that as a team? Do you talk a lot about how to handle yourself mentally, or do you just go about doing what you're doing and trust that everybody's prepared to do what they need to do?
Yeah, we don't really think of it as like a target on our back. You know, I think we all know that we earned that right to be the number one seed this year. And, yeah, I think we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. We've been really good at taking out. I think that's the key to success, and that's why we've been able to be so good this year.
You were on a team that, if I've got my facts right here, Mason, you're on the AA state title Bantam team back in 2022 for Moorhead. Does an experience like that help you feel like, hey, I've been here, done that before, this is nothing that I can't handle, because we've kind of seen what that pressure looks like to be in the best of the best and come out on top?
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously a super big help that we've been in lots of state tournaments, and I got to play at the XL Center my sophomore year, and good learning experience there. And, you know, we have a lot of younger kids too that haven't really played it at the XL Center, but they've played in state championships, they've won state championships. So I think we just have a team that knows how to win, and yeah.
before I let you go, everybody knows, it's well documented, that Morehead's still looking for that first state championship. How do you guys put all of that, the history, the guys that came before you, all the hopes from the community, how do you guys put all that aside and just go out and play hockey and have fun tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, we really don't think about that. It's a different group of kids, like John was saying. But yeah, obviously we want to do it for the community, and we want to do it for all the people that have came before you, because at the end of the day, there's really no better place in the state to play, and it's just so community driven, and more, it's so close. So
yeah, well, we wish you guys all the best. It's going to be a blast. We can't wait to watch you guys when you get to see great teams like the team that you have. It's just really fun to watch you guys play and see what you do at such a high level. So I thank you for taking a few minutes here. Go get them this weekend, and thanks a lot for joining me. I'll have you slide the phone over to Brooks then. Thanks so much, Mason.
All right. Yep, sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Take care, sleep well, and have a good game tomorrow. All right, so Brooks now joining us here. And Mason's dad is Ryan Kraft, who had a lot of success, played with the Gophers in the 1990s and had a stint in the AHL, played a season with the San Jose Sharks. Brooks Cullen, his dad is Matt Cullen, who obviously had a great NHL career as well. And Brooks is also good enough to hang with us here for a couple of minutes here from the Vision Bank studio. Hey, Brooks, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Thank you for making time for me. How does it feel, man? The night before the whole thing, you're just sitting watching other people play hockey and go to a banquet, but it's got to feel like, man, let us go. It's time to play. What are the emotions tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously exciting just to be around it and for the young kids to see a little bit of the atmosphere. It's awesome. And I know for me, I'm super excited. So it's pretty cool to be around it tonight, and just everyone's getting super excited for tomorrow, and it's kind of just like waiting to play. Everyone's kind of itching to get out there, so it's a super exciting time.
You and Mason had a chance to be on the team 2 years ago that was down there. How much does that help you guys, those of you that have been there, to know that, hey, I've been on this ice before, we've been down there, we played good hockey, kind of been there, done that? How much does it help?
Yeah, for sure. I think it helps so much just to have the experience of like knowing what the atmosphere is going to be like. I think that is maybe the most important part, because I remember my sophomore year just getting out there and seeing the crowd. It's like, it's pretty intimidating. So just to have that experience and know what to expect, I think it's going to help us a lot, especially the ones that have been there before.
What kind of things will you be thinking about in your mind tomorrow, doing to get yourself mentally prepared to go out there and have your best game tomorrow?
Yeah, just kind of doing all the things that I've been doing all season, you know, just got to, I prioritize keeping a routine and treating every game the same. So that's kind of been a part of my success, is just treating every game the same and just preparing the same for every single game.
Yeah, your season has been a great one statistically. A 20-goal season, that's remarkable at the high school level. It's, you know, darn near a goal a game. Talk a little bit about your season, maybe what you'd hope to do at the beginning of the year. Was there something that you've been working on in the off season that you've been trying to do a little bit better this year, and watching that all unfold? How's your season happened so far for you, Brooks?
Yeah, you know, it kind of all started this summer. I had a really good summer in terms of development-wise. Just put a lot of work into my speed and my overall skill, and it's paid off a ton. I had a really successful fall in the high school elite league, and that kind of kick-started me going into the season, and I've had a great season so far. And, I mean, I wouldn't have rather done it with a better group than what we have.
Lakeville South is a team that comes in as the eighth seed in the tournament. You guys know very well, those of you guys that have been around hockey for a few years, which you all have, you just never know when it comes to a state tournament, a bounce here and a bounce there. What do you know about Lakeville South and what you're going to have to be ready for from them tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. They have a couple good lines. They have a pretty decent decor and a good goalie. Like, they're a good team. We just got to prepare the way that we do every single game, and definitely can't take them lightly, because like you said, it is a state tournament and bounce could go one way or the other, and you just got to take that in stride. And so, yeah, we just got to prepare the same just like we do every game, and I think that'll be our key to success.
I'll ask you the question I asked Mason as well, and that is that every year when Morehead gets a chance to go down to the state tournament, everybody talks about Spuds haven't been able to get that elusive state championship yet. How do you guys focus on just doing what you have to do out there and not try to let any of that other stuff enter into your thought process?
Yeah, I think we've done a really good job this year, actually, of just keeping the outside noise on the outside. It hasn't really been on our mind too much, you know, winning that first one. It's kind of just like take every game as a normal game, prepare the way that we always do, and hopefully we can win. But, I mean, obviously looking at it, it would be pretty unbelievable to get that first one.
Well, Brooks, we appreciate you taking the time very much. We know that there's a lot that you guys are doing tonight, a lot on your mind, and it does mean a lot to us that you take a few minutes to visit with us. And we've been listening to you guys all year on WDAY Radio and can't wait to listen to the tournament this weekend. Thanks again for doing this. You guys have a great night. Get some good rest and go get them tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks. You have a good night.
Thanks a lot, you too. Brooks Cullen, going to Michigan State. A couple of superstars there. One guy going to MSU Mankato, another guy going to Michigan State playing Division I hockey. Some fun stuff, and you can tell some young men who know how to handle situations. When you listen to them, you just hear that maturity, don't you? In addition to being high-level talent, they've got the between-the-ears game ready to go, no doubt about that.